Blog Talk Radio.
Come on. Good morning, world, and my listeners out there. I hope that you're all relaxing. It's the weekend, that you're enjoying your weekend, not having to work, maybe lying in bed, listening to the radio, and just chilling. But please don't forget to go out to church and praise God and give him praise for all that he's done for you in your life. But first off, I want to give my guest call-in number in case somebody's listening after I start talking and want to call in. That number is 515-605-9746. I'll repeat it. If you want to call in and say something about what I'm going to talk about today, the number is 515-605-9746. Okay? Now, I'm going to talk today about life as a stage. Now, you may be wondering, now exactly what does she mean by that? Well, there's a little poem that God gave me a long time ago which said, life is a stage, and we all start acting on it at a very early age, which is very true. Sometimes there's a script that we would like to rip, but we can't go back and do it again. We can only reflect on what might have been. Do you feel like that sometimes? You know, I look at all this happening in the world, and it's like a movie, you know, the murders and, you know, all the, you know, like the Shanquilla Robinson case and the lady in Mexico who was killed for her organs, you know, and a little boy that shot his mom because he wanted a visual toy from Amazon. See, there's so many things in the world that is going on that you start wondering, you know, about life. But what I want to talk to you about is that, you know, when you come into this world, like God puts us here for a season, for a reason. And sometimes you look at your life and you think to yourself, boy, you know, you look at another person's life and you say, boy, I wish I was in their shoes. I wish I was over there. You know, but you have to realize God has put you where you are. He has made you who you are, and you're exactly where he wants you to be. Now, that may not sit well with everybody, because some people, you know, they want to change their life. And some people, if they can't change theirs, they will take yours. Like, I don't mean like murder and stuff. Some people take another person's identity and just start living like if they were them, you know. But life really is a stage. And you have to realize that and be happy because, you know, you start acting on this stage at a very early age. You know, and you may not like the script that you are living, and you think, oh, if I think this is, you know, like I said, live that other person's life, you know, be like her. Look all she's got. She's got wealth, fame, car, you know, somebody that cares for her. And you look at your life, maybe you're struggling. Maybe your husband doesn't have a great job, and maybe your kids are having trouble. And you're thinking, oh, this is just so much. Oh, if I could just have another life. So in other words, you're saying that you would like another script, because each time you live, you're writing a page of your life. And you're saying, I wish I just had another script. Just tear this one up and put me someplace else and start me all over again in another story and make it beautiful. But you can't do that. You have to learn to live the life that God has given you. But you have to learn to discern people. Now, if you watch movies, they, you know, there's a main character, usually two main characters, and then there are minor characters. And then there's walk-ins. Now, in case you don't know what a walk-in is, if you watch TV, I'm sure you do. Those are people that just seem to pass by. Like if it's an office, you see them in the office, but you don't know them. They're just walk-ins, standbys, stand-ins. You know, as you know, they're there for a certain time. But sometimes we tend to try to make the walk-ins a permanent fixture. They're not supposed to be. Some people in your life are not meant to be a permanent fixture. And you have to discern that. You have to realize that they're either a minor character or a walk-in. Too many people take walk-ins, people that they don't know, into their lives and incorporate them into their everyday existence. And they're not meant to be there. So you have to learn about walk-ins. Now, You're the major character in your life. You're writing the story every day of your life. Now, there's a minor character. It might be, you know, your husband if you're married, or maybe it's, if you're not married and you're in a family, it could be your mother and your father. It might be the minor character. You have sisters and brothers. You know, they're not walking. They're permanent fixtures there. They're a part of your life, a part of your story. And so that's what you need to realize, that life is a stage. And you are right in your life. So if things aren't right in your life, remember, you're writing your life every day, a page a day. What you're writing today is up to you. So you have to know the right choices to make. You have to know the right people to incorporate in your life. And you have to know which ones are walk-ins, which ones are major characters, which ones are minor characters. Now, like I said, too many people incorporate walk-ins into their life, people that they don't really know. They don't really know, but they're fascinating. And so they try to pull them in, and they're not meant to be pulled in. They're just meant to be walking. They may enter your life for, who knows, a season, maybe a short season. Could be on your job. There's a lot of walk-ins on your job. People that you probably see but don't know anything about. They're just walk-ins, and they may not know you because you might just be a walk-in in their life. So everybody's on the stage. Everybody's playing a part. We're all characters playing a part. And sometimes, you know, that script part, you say, you know, I don't like this. Give me a stand-in, somebody else to live this. And then, you know, then after I achieve, that person stands in for me and gets what I want to get, then I'll step in, you know, and live my life the way they've made it out for me. And it's not like that. We are writing the page of our life every day by every word, every act, every deed that we do. We are showing the people our life story. Like, you know, I said one of these days I'm going to write a book called Life According to Me. I've never written it yet, but I think about it because everybody sees life differently. That's what I mean. Place how you grow up. You could be grow up in a rich neighborhood. You could grow up in a poor neighborhood. You're going to see things totally different. But one thing will never change. You are the one that makes the choices. The rich kid makes his choices. The poor kid makes his choices. And they each cannot blame anybody else for the choice they make. That's what so many people do that are in prison, you know, that have been in crimes and, you know, and things like that. They say, when I get out, I'm going to get this cop because he put me in prison. Or I'm going to get that person. She testified against me. If you didn't do anything wrong, then you wouldn't be in prison. The only person, see, man does not want to be accountable. And you have to be accountable for your action because that's, you know, because one day the director is going to say, that's a wrap, and you're going to be gone. And the audience may still be people running, but you'll be gone. And you have to stand before God and give account for your life. And you can't say, well, my mom didn't let me do this, or my father didn't let me do that, or my friends led me this way, and that's the reason I messed up. Nobody can make you do anything that you don't want to do in your heart. So that's what I want to talk about. Life is a stage. And you start acting on that stage at a very early age, from the time you're born. And as you grow, you gather more information about your life. You learn from your parents, your mother, from your father. And you learn about the society, really, through your brothers and your sisters, how you interact with them. All that is very important. That starts teaching you the things that God wants you to know and like. But now when you get out there in that world, that's another stage. There's all kind of people acting on that stage, people you don't know, walk-ins, major character, minor character, that are touching your life. So the world is a big stage, and you have to be very careful because on that stage, they're all different kind of people, some good, some bad, some very ugly. So you have to be aware of what's going on. You have to know what's going on in the world and in your life. And you have certain values that you have to live by. And sometimes the walk-ins will come by with just little bits of things that they say to try to switch you to go another way, and then they're gone. But they want to switch you before they go. So you got to be careful of the walk-ins. You got to be careful of the major characters in your life. Say you have best friends. Realize that even though nobody really knows a person's intent of their heart with God, you may think, oh, well, just for example, the Shaquille Robinson case. She thought she knew her friends. They went to college together. You know, that doesn't make you know what a person truly thinks. Like I said, I did another radio program about a week or so ago. You have to watch for the red flags in your life. God will put red flags in your life. You know, if you ask God to, you know, open up your understanding and reveal things to you, show people to you their intent and stuff, God will do that. But you have to ask. Most of the time, we don't ask. We look and say, oh, I want to know that person. Or if you know, say the person is a celebrity, and you say, oh, I just want to be his friend. And that the person may be evil. And you wouldn't find that out until you got to be his friend. Why go that way? If something inside you tells you, that's not the right person to associate with, that's a red flag. There are many red flags on the stage. There's directors. There's producers. God is writing. He's giving you, put you on this stage of the world in life. But there are people that will try to direct you. There's a producer that wants to produce a certain story. So he may try to wangle you around and change you to fall into his way. That's what a lot of friends do. They want you to go their way. Then there's a director who's trying to direct the steps of how this play goes so it'll be profitable to him. So you have to realize there are people in this world that want to make life profitable for themselves. They're trying to produce something that they want, and they want you to be also the producer and the director and guide you exactly along the path that they want so that you will fulfill what they're doing in their life. So you have to remember that you are the major character in your story. And so you should be writing that story exactly the way you want it. And that's something that you have to really stop and think about in this world. You're living on a stage. Shakespeare said, the whole world is a stage, and we're all characters playing a part. And that's true. But we're playing a part on God's stage. God is watching, like the song by Beth Midler said, from a distance. God is watching. And he is. He's watching. He's watching how I act. He's watching how you act. And he's watching the walk-ins that we allow to come into our life that aren't meant to be. There are many people that are in your life because you want them, not because God wants them or because God sent them. But you just determine in your heart, I want to be with this person. I like this person. You know, they make me feel good. But you don't go by feelings. Feelings aren't the best things to go by. So you're on a stage, and you're acting. And you're writing that story. So you can't blame anybody else and say, well, like I said, like this person made me do this or that person. Nobody can really make you do anything unless they got a gun to your head, you know, and threatening to kill you. But then you're doing it against your will. That's a different thing. But you make your decisions in life. You decide what's right for you and what's wrong for you. You decide what's good and what's bad. And the only person that you have to answer to is yourself when things don't go right. Don't go blaming God and say, well, God could have stopped me. God doesn't want robots. He's not going to, you know, just put his hand on you and jerk you out and say, quit doing that. He gives you a brain, and he gives you wisdom and knowledge, if you ask him for it, to know that sometimes you're doing something and just something inside of you will say, that's not the right thing to do. No, I'm not going to do that. Like sometimes your friends may be going to do something bad and they'll say, oh, come along. And you'll think, they're my friends. I want to go. And something inside says, that's not the right thing to do. My mother told me a saying one time that said, show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. Now that's deep. People judge you by who you hang around with. So you have to be careful. You know, you hang around with thieves, they'll think you're a thief. You hang around with murderers and liars, that's what they assume that you are. And you don't want people to assume things like that about you. So you're on a stage. You're writing a story that the whole world is reading every single day that you go out that door. The world is reading your story. They'll either have a good impression of you or a bad impression of you, because they may not remember the things you say, but they will watch the things you do because you're acting. So you always want to be a person. You want to be kind, caring, compassionate. Those are the qualities God wants you to portray when you're on the stage of life. He wants you to show this to other people, even though you may be having a hard time. Things may not be going good, but you're still putting forth a smile. You know what they say? A smile covers a multitude of sins. A smile says 1,000 words without even uttering one. smile can lift a person out of depression. You know, a smile can bring happiness to a, you know, depressed person or a sad person. So this is your life. That God has set you on this stage. And he said, whoever you are, whatever your name is, he said, you're here. Now, go and reflect me to the world. Because you're on the stage, my stage. And my stage is the world. And that's where you are. And I want you to show the world who I am. So that's what I want you to think about today. We're all actors on a stage. And like that poem said, you know, we're all actors. Life, you know, we're on this stage and we don't know how long we're going to be on this stage. Because one day, like I said, the director will say, that's a wrap, and you're gone. Your audience will still be there, but you'll be gone. So what kind of, are they going to clap at the end of your performance? Are they going to clap and say, oh, that was a beautiful story. That it just touched my heart so much. It inspired me to do so many things. Are you going to be an inspiration when you leave that stage? And the audience, they're either going to clap or they're going to boo. You want them to clap. You want them to look at your performance and say, boy, that girl, she just portrayed exactly what I want to do in life. She showed me the right way to go. The story was so inspiring. And it's just so beautiful that I want everybody to know her story. And that's what happens. When people die that have done so much good in the world, they are remembered by the good deeds that they did. You know, there's a, you know, I'm like this. I don't care if you know my name as long as you know my Savior. And that's what I want to portray. And that's what every person on this earth should want to portray. Now, everybody's not going to do that. Everybody doesn't love the Lord. Everybody's not a Christian. But that's their choice. You can't say God made me to be an atheist or God made me, you know, to be a murderer or a thief. You know, you can't say that. God doesn't make anybody anything like that. We make ourselves like that by the choices and decisions that we make, either by the influences around us. But still, there are many people that have grown up in bad situations that have turned out to be beautiful people. And they've talked to them and said, how did this happen? You had such hardship. How did you make it? Because they were determined in their heart that they were going to show the world that they were somebody. And God gave them that endurance and stamina to go out there on that stage. They didn't know what kind of audience they were going to run into. But in life, you run into all kinds of people in that audience. But they were determined they were going to stay in that stage until their performance was done. And they did a good job. So that's what you need to think about. Life definitely is a stage, and we all start acting on it at a very early age. Sometimes the pages you want to rip, but you can't go back and live them again. You can only reflect on what might have been. So live it right now, because when your life is over, you cannot go back and live it again. You can't. That's it. Your performance is over, and it's somebody else's time to come. There's so many people in the world today that aren't good actors. They're giving a terrible performance, and the people that are around them that are reading their life story, they're looking at them and say, if this is what it is, if this is what life is, I don't want this. You don't want that person to say that about you. You want them, like I said, you want the audience at the end of your performance to stand up and clap and shout, hooray, what a wonderful life this person showed to me, all the wonderful things that she did. That's what you want. You want goodness. What's in the Bible says, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's what's going to happen at the end of your life. You love the Lord, you're going to dwell in this house with him forever. And while you're on this earth, though, if you live with God, there may be trials and tribulations, but the Bible says, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. That means you may go through trials and tribulations, but still God's goodness and his mercy, he's going to take care of you, and it's going to follow you as long as you live, because you're living for him. There's things in this world that aren't right. There's people that aren't right. Like I said, they're walking. Don't try to make them a permanent fixture. Maybe they have something about them that really draws you to them. But you don't want nothing to draw you away from God. Life is a stage that God has put you on. He's put me on. We're all living and acting out our story. And we are his He's the pen in our hand. You know, I'm a writer. She's the pen in my hand when I write stories. I write what I feel in my heart God tells me to write. But I also know that God's writing my story. He's watching me. Like the song says, he's watching me from a distance. And plus, he lives in me. That song says from a distance, but really, when you accept the Lord, God lives inside of you. And that's a beautiful thing. So it's not from a distance. Now, to some people that don't know the Lord, they think, you know, I'm sitting here by a window and I can look out and I can see the steeple of a church across the way there. Some people think that's where God is. He's way up there. He don't care nothing about me. He's way up there on the hill, just looking at me from a distance. No. When you ask God into your heart and ask forgiveness for your sins and accept what Jesus did for you on the cross, he comes in, makes his home with you. And he said, once he comes in and makes his door with you, he never leaves. You will never leave. So think about that today. It's Sunday. Go out and praise the Lord and thank him for your life. It may not be the best life, but it's the one that God has set you in, and show him what a great person you're going to be for him, that you're going to act the way he wants you to. You're going to say and do the things that you know in your heart would please the Lord. That's it for everybody. We should want to do everything that pleases God while we're on this stage. Because like I said, one day, the curtain's going to come down, it's going to close, and you'll take your final bow, and then you'll go. And the audience will either stand up, shout hooray, and clap, and throw all kind of things in the air, confetti and everything about the great performance that you did, or else they're going to turn and boo and walk out and say, that was a waste of time. Don't ever let them say that about you. Always be kind, caring, loving, and compassionate to everyone. And show the love of God to everyone, because this is a stage that you're living on. And the stage is the world that God has put you here for a season and for a reason. Show him how great of an actor and betrayal of Christ for him you can be. Sharing in the world, sharing to the gospel, to the world, telling people about him, but more importantly, showing his love through you to them, to the world. That's what I wanted to say. So now if there's anybody that wants to call in, that number I said again is 515-605-9746. Yes, life is a beautiful stage. I know sometimes that, you know, in plays, sometimes they portray thunder and lightning and tribulations, and, you know, a boat may turn over and everything, you think you're going to drown, but God is always there. He puts you on the stage, and his hand holds on to you. So do the best you can for God. He's watching, and he's not watching from a distance. He's up close and personal. He lives in your heart. That's my message for the world today. It's Sunday. It's beautiful here, right? I can look out my window and I can see the apartment buildings across the way, and there's a bridge, and I can see the boats when they go under. The beautiful boats on the water look so nice. And it's just a lovely world. Even in the most dismal of places, happiness can bloom if God is in your heart. Trusting God is the most important part you will ever have in life. You want to trust him. Because we can't see what's going on behind the curtains. A lot of times when people are out on the stage, they're acting. But there's so much going on behind the curtain. They're situating things, getting ready for the next scene and everything. So we don't know what the next scene is in our life while we're on this stage. God's working behind the scenes. He's working in our life. And when that curtain opens up again, everything is in place. They've put it all in place the way it should be. And that's what God does. When things, you know, and our life start messing up, God's working behind the scenes, and all of a sudden, light was shining through, and said, "Oh, I didn't realize it." Yeah, and you see what God has been doing all the time, and he did it because he loves you, and because he sent you here for a season, for a reason, and you're fulfilling what he wants you to do, and he wants you to go and inspire somebody else who's maybe not acting very well on their portrayal in life. Their stage may not be so good. So you need to tell them about him. That's what God wants. He wants us to continually pass the gospel on to others and show what a beautiful and loving God he is, because there is no God like Jehovah. He is God, the only God, and there will be no other. And one day he's going to break through that sky, and he's going to come, and it's going to be all over TV and satellites or wherever you want to say. Everybody's going to see him. And some will believe, and some still I mean, except all the believers will know, but all some still will look and will not believe. That's what's so sad when you see something, a miracle or something, and you don't believe. That's very sad. But he is coming. And so you want to betray your part because you don't know if you'll be here when he comes or if you'll be gone at that time when he comes. But still, act your part. Play your part on the stage. You are the main character in your story. Like I said, there are other characters, parents, family, because that's a social network that God made to train you about society. You learn about society through associating with your brothers and your sisters. And you learn about love, you know, and from your mother and your father, and you learn about being productive, working, and you know, and making something out of yourself. You learn that from watching your father go to work every day. So all these things are so very important. But just remember, life is a stage, and you're the main character. You are the main character. But be careful about the walk-in. Don't pull people into your life that don't really belong there because you like them, because they make you feel good. No, no, no. You don't go by feeling. We walk by faith. Remember that. You walk by faith. Okay, so I'm going to stop right here. But thank you. I hope somebody will enjoy this message because I think we need to stop and realize our life is exactly what we have made of it. We can't blame God for anything. He didn't make our choices. We did. We can't say that he made us do something because he's not God. He's not a tyrant. He doesn't force us. He doesn't beat us over the head and tell us, you better do this. You better do this. No. He gives you a mind to think and know right from wrong. So you know. So whatever your life is, look at it and realize that's what you've made it. Nobody else made that life for you but you. Okay. God bless you all and have a very, very blessed Sunday. This is Pastor Janet. Bye-bye now.